أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
سورة 15 الهجر The Rock Meccan period. Title. The title of this surah is derived from verse 80. Surely the people of Al-Hijr, the rock, rejected the messengers, calling them liars. Period of revelation. The contents and style of this surah indicate that it was revealed in almost the same period as Surah Ibrahim. Two factors predominate the background. First, the Prophet, peace be upon him, had spent quite a long time calling people to embrace Islam. In response to the call, the Meccans continually demonstrated an adamant defiance. They ridiculed the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his teaching, relentlessly opposed him, and left no stone unturned to persecute the Muslims. The hostility of the unbelievers had reached a stage where there seemed little point in continuing to exhort them. The situation rather seemed to call for a severe warning, for holding out the threat of chastisement. Second, the Prophet, peace be upon him, had been engaged in his struggle for a long time. He had struggled to break down the mountains of defiance and hostility which had stood in his way. The long struggle had begun to have its effect, and there were indications of weariness and exhaustion. Occasionally, the Prophet, peace be upon him, appeared to be heartbroken. This explains the several verses through which God comforted and consoled the Prophet, peace be upon him, and raised his morale. The central theme of the surah comprises two subjects. One, to warn those who had rejected the Prophet's message, ridiculed him, and tried to suppress his movement in a variety of ways. Two, to comfort and encourage the Prophet, peace be upon him. This, however, does not mean that the surah is devoid of the exposition and explication of the basic teachings of Islam, nor is it devoid of admonition. Nowhere in the Quran do we find that God resorted merely to warning and reproach. Exhortation and admonition go hand in hand with dire threats and trenchant rebukes to those who are opposed to the truth. No wonder, the present surah also has succinct statements embodying arguments in support of such basic doctrines as God's unity. Moreover, the story of Adam and Satan is also narrated for didactic purposes.